Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to SMRP BV's Q2 results call. As usual, Vipin will take you through the results, as we have uploaded the presentation with all the details, and then we will cater to all your questions. I hand over to Vipin now.
Thanks, Raman. Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Vipin Jain. I am the Chief Financial Officer of the company. I will be making a brief presentation. The presentation, as usual, is already on the company website. I hope that most of the participants would be having this presentation. I would be running slide by slide on this presentation, and after the presentation, we would be happy to take any questions or clarifications. I am on slide two. Slide two gives the key highlight for H1 for the current fiscal year. If you look at a couple of key highlights, revenue for H1 for the current year is at 2.16 billion, which is a growth of 12% over the H1 of the last year. If you look at adjusted EBITDA, it is at 167.5 million euro, which is again a growth of 20% over H1 of previous year. We also see consistent margin improvement, EBITDA as a percentage to revenue moving from 7.2% of revenue to 7.7% of revenue in the current H1. In the subsequent slide, you will also see that the improvement is coming from both the business segment, which is SMR and SMP. We have new orders which we have won in the current H1, equivalent to 1.6 billion euro, and the order book as on 30th of September is at 11.9 billion euro. Last time when we had released the order book as on 31st of March 2016, it was 13.5 billion. The way we calculate the order book, all the orders which have been put into production goes out of the order book, and the new orders which we've won come into the order book. We have started two greenfield in the current H1, as well as we have also started new orders in the existing plant. We have put 3.1 billion euro into the commercial production in current H1. 3.1 billion goes out of the order book and 1.6 gets added into the order book, which results into an order book of 11.9 billion euro as on September 16th. We did two bond issuance, $300 million we did, and then we also did a tap issuance of $100 million. We did an overall bond issuance of $400 million in the current H1. Leverage ratio as on 30th of September is under 2, 1.97 to be very precise. We have been very focused on the leverage ratio. Looking at the current business environment, looking at the current business need, we see that the leverage ratio should always be around 2. It should not exceed, while the bond covenants and the RCF covenants are much higher. Looking at the current business operation, we are targeting always around 2, and as on 30th of September, it was 1.97. As I mentioned earlier, we have started commercial production from two plants, which is one in Mexico, one in China, and we are also working on two big significant plants, which are the greenfield plants, one in Hungary in Kecskemét, and one is in USA in Alabama state, a place called Tuscaloosa. With these highlights, I would like to jump straight to slide number seven, because slide number three, four, five, and six talks about the business, which are more of a repetitive. There is nothing to add here. There is no significant change in the business environment. I would like to move to slide number seven straight. Slide number seven represents the revenue and EBITDA of the group for the quarter ended September 16. Again, we see consistent performance on the overall revenue growth by 13%, 12% coming from SMP, 16% coming from SMR, and EBITDA growing by 17%, 16% growth coming from SMP and 19 from SMR. If you look at as percentage to revenue, we are moving from 6.8% to 7.1% in SMP, and in SMR, we are also moving from 9.3% to 9.5%. There is a margin improvement which is coming in both the businesses. Slide number eight gives a similar information for the half year. Again, on a half year basis, revenue grew by 12%, again coming 13% from SMP, 11% from SMR. Adjusted EBITDA grew by 20%, 24% coming from SMP and 15% coming from SMR. Slide number nine gives some bridge in terms of EBITDA to adjusted EBITDA. Adjusted EBITDA adjustment is largely on account of the startup cost for the greenfield, which we are currently working on, which is Tuscaloosa and Kecskemét to a large extent. While as a matter of accounting policy, we take all these costs to the income statement. We do not capitalize any startup cost. But then just to give a fair representation to the investors and to the readers of the financial statement, we do this normalization only for the startup cost and only for the greenfield. Slide number 10 is a revenue split by customer. Again, we are working with all the key customers globally on an overall growth of 12% for revenue H1 versus H1. We see improvement coming from all the customers. The point which I would like to draw your attention on this slide is the growth which is coming in Daimler, and Daimler as a percentage of total pie is moving from 6% of revenue of SMR PPV to 13% of revenue in H1. And with this significant increase in Daimler, it is becoming more and more strategic importance customer to SMR PPV and for the SMG as a whole. And this is also leading to a much diversified customer portfolio, which is in line with our philosophy. Slide number 11 is a geographical spread. Again, nothing significant to share here. Europe continues to be the biggest, followed by America and Asia Pacific. So I can skip this slide. Slide number 12, I already explained in terms of the order book 11.9 and how we come to our order book. We have tried to give a brief bridge from 13.5, which was March 16 number, to September 16 number. So we got new order of 1.6. We put 3.1 billion equivalent into commercial production, and 11.9 is the order book as on September 16. Slide number 13 talks about net working capital. Net working capital, if you look at, is almost consistent at 19 days of the working capital. We all know September quarter is always a quarter wherein there are summer holidays in the European region, which generally has some, you know, some pressure on the working capital. But again, if you look at various elements of working capital, we can see that there is a small increase in the accounts receivable. And as we have put a lot of new plants into the commercial production, this greenfield and new orders into the commercial production, there is always an element of our engineering revenue which have a little higher recovery time. So this is what it is. If you look at capital expenditure, 127 million capital expenditure done in H1 of the current year. Important to note here is 67% approximately is going into either building up new capacities in the greenfield or expanding the capacities in the current plant or modernizing the facilities in the current plant. So 85 million a capital expenditure goes into margin expansion. If you look at slide number 15, which is a brief synopsis of cash flow, we look at operating cash flow and 153 million euros. Changes in working capital, which I already explained, takes away 93 million euro from this cash flow. We have income tax of 23 million, which is consistent to the profitability of the group. We have purchase of property, plant and equipment, 119 million euro. And then we have cash flow from the financing activity. We did $400 million bond, which is equivalent to 352 million euros, out of which we used some of the money to repay the RCF, which was as per the use of bond proceed declared at that point of time in the offering memorandum. We had a closing cash in hand of 393 million euro as on 30th of September 2016. Slide number 16 again gives some information on the gross debt as well as the net debt. Again, important here to note is that the leverage is less than 2, 1.97 to be very precise if we expand the decimal place. And this is again in line with the growth which the company is undergoing and expanding the capacity at various locations. Slide number 17 gives some information on the liquidity status. So the company had access to various forms of liquidity in terms of access to RCF1 facilities, RCF2 and RCF3. We also had cash and cash equivalent of 393. So all in all, the liquidity availability was 790 million euro on a various different products which are available to the company. Leverage ratio, we look at gross leverage of 3.2x against a threshold of 3.5. Net is 1.97 against a threshold of 3.25. And if you look at the maturity profile of the gross debt, in the next 4 years, there is nothing significant which is coming up for maturity. And we have a bond which would be coming in for maturity in 2021 in June, which is reflected in 4 to 5 years. And then the balance money goes more than 5 years. With this, I would like to conclude my presentation and hand it over back to Mr. Vaaman Sehgal so that he can open the floor for the Q&A. Vaaman sir, over back to you.
Thank you, Vipin. Request the moderator, please, to assimilate the questions, please.
If you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. If you change your mind and wish to remove your question, please press star followed by two. When asking your question, please make sure your phone is not muted locally. The first question today comes from Puneet Gulati from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much. I have just one question, if you may. I see you've added Tesla as one of your new customers in SMR. Can you share what kind of work you're doing with them?
Actually, Tesla is not a new customer. Tesla has been a customer from us since the start. We have been supplying to them for a while now, and we continue to support them on their new programs and also new technologies.
But what products are you supplying, if you can share?
Mirrors.
Okay. And any camera-based mirrors or just normal mirrors?
Unfortunately, not able to disclose. But yeah, we're working on those programs with them. But as of right now, if you see, their mirrors are not having the cameras at the moment.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you.
The next question comes from Harsh Agarwal from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi. I have a couple of questions. You know, one was your CapEx spend as of now is obviously skewed towards SMP. Can you just, help us remind again what's the reason for that? I mean, are you seeing particularly stronger growth in SMP in the future versus SMR? And if not, then what else is driving it? The second question I had was, again, you know, I'm not sure if you guidance on this before, but when can we expect the company to be free cash flow neutral or positive on a cash flow basis at some point? Thank you.
Okay, thanks for those questions. The difference between SMR and SMP is just that SMP is in growth mode, and we've owned SMR for longer than SMP. If you have been following the company from the time of takeover, SMR2 went through the CapEx stage. And as you know, we've won significantly big orders in SMP, for which we have to set up two brand new facilities which are under construction at the moment, one in Alabama and also in Kecskemét, Hungary. So definitely those are quite large plants. The SMP also has products that are much larger than SMR and hence entail bigger capex than SMR. And SMR has pretty much finished most of its capex required in those regions. Definitely SMP, like I said, is still in growth mode for new facility establishment. I think you will see that for another 2 years at least till we finish these plants, and these plants are taking new programs. For our order book that we have announced, after this round of investment for these two facilities, I think we would have all the facilities required to execute that order book. And then only we will put on more capex, obviously not including maintenance capex or depreciative capex for any new facility or a new geography that we enter into. Otherwise, this amount of capex would be enough to service the entire new business pipeline.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
The next question comes from Chirag Shah from Edelweiss. Chirag, please go ahead.
Yep, thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand on this free cash, would it right be assumed that SMR is already a free cash flow business on sustainable basis as of now?
Yes, SMR is cash flow positive even after the growth capex. SMP, if we will exclude the capex, which is for the growth for the new orders, as Vaman-san explained, should be cash flow positive, if we will exclude the tax element from both sides.
Yeah, because if we look at the capex in both the businesses, they are in proportion to their revenue sizes. So even there is a good amount of growth capex that is happening in SMR, and despite that, SMR is a free cash positive, is generating free cash. Correct? That's the right understanding.
Yeah, as Vaman said, SMR was taken over in March 2009. So
yeah,
it has been almost like 7 years old into the family. SMP is. Mm-hmm. 5 years.
And is it possible to, it is just possible that last year, what kind of free cash SMR would have done as a business? Would it be possible or?
We will have to check back on that, what kind of segment reporting is being done. We will take that.
And second is on this, on this two plans that you highlighted, Alabama and that Hungary one, how big are they? What kind of investment that these two plants entail? What kind of capex that these two plants would entail? How big they are in terms of capex?
I mean, these are the very large plants, but however, we don't wish to give plant by plant capex information. I mean, that's a kind of a competitive information. But they are going to be the largest plant, particularly the US one would be the largest in the group as of now.
And we have just started, right? So that capex will be there for next 12 months. And after that, we will see revenue coming from that somewhere in 19 onwards or 18 onwards, we will
see
revenue. Is that right understanding?
That's correct.
Hello?
That's correct.
Great. Yeah. This is really helpful. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Sitaram Agarwal from Treeline. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So mostly on the order book and the new plans. So the 3.1 billion of orders which has started to be executed, is it largely from the two SMP plants which have come on board, which is the Mexico and the China plants?
Look, we can't give you details of where it is, but definitely SMP is twice the size of SMR, so definitely it would be more in proportion of SMP starting. But there are obviously plants, programs in there that SMR has launched too, so it's a culmination of both. But SMP would be larger.
Okay, right. And any sense of how much of this 3.1 actually is getting executed, and you know, was it like a significant portion of the 2.1 billion revenue which was done in SMRP BV in first half 17?
No, it's again, those programs have just started, so you know, a very small portion of that entire number has just got kicked off. So the majority is already the existing programs and the programs that erstwhile started and that are now kicking on.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
We have no further questions, so I'll hand the call back to the speakers to conclude.
Okay, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, really appreciate your time and your support as always for these calls. We are always available as a management to cater to your questions, even if you have some afterthoughts. The information is there on the website. Please do write to us and look forward to speaking to you in the next quarter. Thanks again for your time.